This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, February the 4th, 2019. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren, Jory Keelan, Kara Schillen. To get us started, do we fume about the results of the Super Bowl, or just to move on? Who is not happy about the Patriots winning? I think among our group here, nobody really cares. Even me, who's a Bostonian, I don't care.
Look, I would have loved to have seen the Rams pull it out for Los Angeles, but I like the Patriots. How can you not respect what they've put together? They have a
Brady
dynasty team.
Yes. Yeah.
Brady's 41, Belichick 66. It was like the old ones against the young ones. And Sean McVay, who's the coach for the Rams, who's I think 32 or 33, said he was outcoached. And that's kind of what it came down to. They both played really well, both had good defense. And they both were able to kind of shut down the other team's offense. It's just Brady's experience allowed him to get just a little bit more than Jared Goff got. So, I don't know. I think it was a good game. It's just boring. I think everybody likes to see a high-scoring, exciting game during the Super Bowl. But if defense is your thing, well, then you were in luck.
Yeah. Shish kumba. All right. So the rest of the entertainment stuff was all kind of ho-hum. The president was interviewed before the game. And then they had the James Corden thing afterwards. Anybody watch the James Corden show that was on afterwards, highly touted? I didn't see it either.
It's too late for me.
Yeah. With the old folks at home here, let's get to bed so we can get up early in the morning. Yada, yada, yada. All right, so that's pretty much the Patriots and the Super Bowl and yada, yada. So I'm wondering about shutdowns and where we're getting politically. Are we getting sides together? Are we going to have another shutdown in a couple of weeks?
That's my trending story. Now that the Super Bowl is over, it's baseball season and State of the Union time, because tomorrow is the State of the Union address. The president, a lot of speculation as to what he will say. Some people are saying or predicting that he's going to call for unity. Other people are saying, nope, this is going to be carving some more divides, new divides on immigration. There is that committee of 17 bipartisan senators and representatives that are together trying to come up with a border package, a border security package that both sides would agree to. The president said he doesn't have much hope for that. I think most Americans don't have much hope for that. In fact, I think I saw a poll that said 70%+ of Americans think that we won't be able to work this out. So, again, the speculation is, will President Trump declare a state of emergency? Could that happen at the State of the Union when he has the nation as a captive audience? That's really what a lot of the predictions are about. Is he going to call for unity? Is he going to call for a state of emergency? Should he do that? There's a lot of going back and forth, but no doubt the immigration thing will probably be the bulk of the platform of the State of the Union. It'd be where the most time is spent. And as a side note, a lot of people are also looking at who will come and who'll be there. I would imagine Trump's inviting the Angel Moms. Those are families that have been victimized by criminal illegal aliens. I would imagine there are going to be a lot of senators and representatives on the Democratic side who will probably bring government workers who are impacted by the shutdown. Kamala Harris indicated she's going to do that. So as much of the speculation is as to what the president will say, there's also a lot about how the crowd will react and who will actually make up the crowd that will be there.
Yeah. And I understand that among the people in the crowd will be Miss, what's her face, Alondra, what's her the name, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Sure, it'll be your first one.
Bringing a teenager as her date to the event. Big time.
The real speculation is whether or not, because, you know, all the Supreme Court justices show up for the State of the Union, and the real speculation is, will Ruth Bader Ginsburg be there? No one's seen her. No one's heard much about her. She hasn't been showing up because she's been recovering from an illness. So I think there's a lot of people going, okay, are we going to catch a glimpse? Is she going to be there or not?
So what about the number of troops that are going as part of all of this continuing discussion about the border How many troops, I heard last week was a 5,000 were going
to be sent? There's 3,700 more that are being deployed.
3,700?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Over what period of time? Is it immediately?
Right
now. All right. This is sort of tagged on to that. The Census Bureau announcing plans to test a legally embattled citizenship question through a national survey. Plan is to send one of two different versions of the census form to about 500,000 homes in June. One version will have the citizenship question, the other will not. The addition of the citizenship question to the census has been contested since it was introduced by Wilbur Ross, who's the Commerce Secretary. Why? I guess would be my question. A judge in New York ruled that citizenship questions would be unlawful. Why? Why?
Because I think it's so ridiculous. I think that's the very basic question that should be on a census form.
Well, what's the question? You're a citizen or you're not a citizen?
Right.
Why are you even having your? Why are you even filling out the census if you're not a citizen?
Well, because the census is about counting, so you should, no matter what. Yeah. Whoever's here should be filling that out. But the question is, are you a citizen or not? And the reason, okay, so critics are saying that if there's a citizenship question on the census, that people will not answer the questions honestly, that they won't be able to get an accurate count because people will be afraid they're going to be deported. Then part two of that is people like me who say if we don't ask citizenship questions, then we misdraw districts, voting districts, which is not something that's a good idea for anybody because the amount of funding that is sent to a certain place for schools, for programs, for medical assistance, all these types of things are based on how many people are in each district.
Yeah. And wouldn't that mean that you would want that everyone to be
you would
to
want an accurate count of citizens
right.
and non-citizens. And I don't understand why this becomes such a huge political debate because it seems to me to be at the core basis of, okay, you're here, we got it. Are you a citizen? Yes or no? It just seems to be what we need to know to appropriately fund the programs that need funding.
But congressional
districts and electoral districts.
Well, congressional, for districting, I get that, but for funding for schools, if you have people who, let's say there's a family of 10 illegal immigrants, and they don't want to fill out the census because they don't want to answer the question if they're citizens or not, then if you multiply that by how many other families are living around whose kids go to school, then you don't have an accurate count either way.
Well, this would need. I think it's easily remedied by just saying, look, this census, and you just tell whoever the census takers are, this material is not for use for deportation. This is not used to be to
track
you. How
do we know that that's true, though?
How do you mean?
Well, how do we? If I'm just playing devil's advocate. If I'm someone who's here illegally, or if I've overstayed,
you know,
a visa
if the government shows up at you know if the government shows up at your door. The truth is,
but if
is
a
that
censor,
our government
but if
is not going and deporting good people, our government is deporting people who commit crimes.
Well, that's
There's
not always true, but. Well, but that's not always true. But what I'm saying is in order to get the census filled out, if a census taker shows up at my door and says I'm with the U.S. Census and has a badge or whatever, because this happened to us last year when we were living in New York City. So if an illegal family doesn't want to answer the questions, having someone say, well, don't worry, you can answer honestly because we're not going to use this against you. Why would you trust that?
Why would you even
I
do it?
I didn't even trust it. I didn't even trust it when the woman was there.
I don't
I was
trust.
Like, this is a lot of information
probably,
that I'm
you
giving.
You probably shouldn't have, by the way, because no census taker should have been at your door last year. So I don't know who that was.
When a census taker came to my farm, the census taker came.
It was supposed to come during the year, though, during the counting.
During the year 2000. And the year 2000, when we had the census, I filled out a card which named me as the main person at the residence and how old I was and, you know, the usual stuff. And that was all that gave information about me. So a month or so later, guy comes down. I remember this white Plymouth van. He gets out of the van. He comes
that
over.
That would make me suspicious.
Yeah, but he's got a clipboard and a lot of he's looking around. And I happen to be on the farm at that moment. I said, can I help you, sir? He said, yes, I'm from the government. I'm from the Census Bureau, and you didn't fill out your form. And I said to him, I looked at him, I said, what didn't I fill out? Well, we have all these other questions. You did tell us what was required, but then there are other questions that we have of you. And I said to him, I don't want to answer those other questions. And he said, well, the government wants to know. I said to him in a nice way, I said, I don't give a damn. I remember, I said, I don't give a damn what the government wants to know. They have no right to know. Well, but they have these forms, and he went on. And he left talking to himself because he knew I wasn't going to answer the question. I said, I'm not answering any of your questions.
I think that's what happened to us. Because Lewis got the call originally and then was telling this person over the phone, you know, certain things or whatever. And then we got the follow-up visit from her. So I think that's probably what happened because I kind of gave him the, you know, the cut it off sign. I was like, no, that's enough. But see, and we're legal. We're citizens. So that's what I'm saying. Like, to have this citizenship question in there and you're trying to get an accurate count of who's physically in our country. I think it defeats the purpose. I don't think it's going to work.
I think it totally, if you don't tell the truth on those forms, people cannot accurately put out the money for the programming necessary.
There's a difference
if you don't,
between telling the truth and not answering questions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There's a difference.
I don't know. I feel like it's just the right thing to do. It's what we should be doing.
So yeah, I should have I should have answered all the questions from the guy who came to my place?
Well, you answer the ones that you need to.
I did. I answered the ones I need to.
Yeah.
Name, address.
Yeah, they'll walk. They just need to count you. The other stuff is for demographic.
That's exactly right. And that's all I'm giving them because the rest of the stuff is none of their business. All right. So there we are.
We can't even agree with the three of us, and we're all citizens. So if you add in, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, this,
I think you and I agree, Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, the citizenship question thing, I don't see a point to it. And it's not because I don't care who's a citizen and who isn't. It's just if you want an accurate count, it has to be the easiest possible lowest common denominator of how many people live in your dwelling. 13? Okay, great. See you later.
Well,
and if it's not going to be that, then...
I would say if you want an accurate election, then you have to ask those questions. That may make people uncomfortable, but it's how it goes. That's how it works.
Well, but what do you do in the south side of Framingham? We have a whole four or five blocks of Brazilians that are illegal living in some 13, 14 people in a bedroom. A house that has five rooms in it, and there are 30 people who live in the house.
And almost every major city has that. Same thing.
Yeah, of course. You think those people are going to answer those questions? They're going to answer those questions.
I think that they should.
Well, they may should, but they aren't going.
Well, ideally, if we're going to be idealistic about it, sure.
Right.
But that's not the reality. I think we need to address the reality.
All right, let's address the reality of how well you slept last night, because in my world and in our world and hopefully in your world, you have MyPillows on your bed. You figured out that they are the most comfortable pillows that you ever have owned. You've gone to MyPillow.com. You've seen the information on how you can wash these pillows. You can dry these pillows. You can use detergents to wash them, that sort of thing. You are going to have a fabulous experience with your MyPillows. If you haven't had the fabulous experience, now it's time for you to get on board, because everything is a special deal using the DJD code. When you go to MyPillow.com, look at the pillow. Look at there's a dozen different kinds of pillows. You'll love all of them. Travel pillows, things you can use on the couch, things for your bed, different grades, different firmness, all that great stuff. A great night's rest is yours with My Pillows. For a limited time, for example, four My Pillows for the price of two. That's kind of a cool thing. Regular premium My Pillows, two go anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code is DJV for saving half price on pretty much everything in the catalog. That's promo code DJV now. Save money, get a great night's rest at MyPillow.com. Again, use the promo code DJV to save, save, save.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You mean need this herbal tea for relief right away. So write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Time for some moaning and groaning. I'm one of the world's biggest Barry White fans. Can't get enough of Barry White. This is one of the great examples of how how grossness can be multiplied times three. Barry White was a very large man, and he sweat. He was lots of on stage sweating, so he would wear a scarf like Elvis used to do in the 50s or 60s and throw it in the audience, but he'd wear them for 4 or 5 minutes, he'd throw them out in the audience, and he'd put another one on, and they just stunk. But that didn't take away from his music, the popularity of his music. He was an arranger, and then he put together what he called the Love Unlimited Orchestra, and they did instrumentals, and then he decided he'd put some words to some of the instrumentals, and that's where songs like this came from. Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe! Crank this up. This is a fabulous song. All those flugelhorns in the background. So his works in the symphonic soul genre, which is a great way of categorizing it, highlighted on a massive 7-CD box set. I'll be buying that. Called Love Unlimited Orchestra, the 20th Century Records albums from 73 to 79, coming out at the end of March. Also be vinyl LP reissues of three albums from that era of Barry's career, along with a couple of the Love Unlimited white-produced female music that was in with this stuff. Yeah, this is another one. Crank this up, Terry. I mean, all the songs were the same song.
I like this song.
Ah, it's a great song. He was a songwriter and producer in the 60s. Barry White signed with 20th Century Records in 73. His debut solo LP, I've Got So Much to Give, came out that era, that year. And then during the era, he conducted his 40-piece Love Unlimited Orchestra. They released 7 albums under their own name for that label. 73's Rhapsody in White, featuring Love's Theme. This is another, this is, everybody recognizes this, don't they? But you all know this? From that movie?
You're going to laugh when I tell you where I learned about who Barry White was.
Your mother.
No, Allie McBeal. The show,
really?
Allie McBeal, had
whole
subplot of Barry White, because Allie McBeal's character loved Barry White. That's the first time I ever heard Barry White.
Really?
Yeah.
I was a big, big fan. He started, when I was playing music still as a jock in the early 70s, his stuff was just getting popular, and I had so much fun with this, because I really, I dug it. It meant something to me. Anyway, 74's Together Brothers and White Gold, 75's Music Maestro, Please, 76's My Summer Sweet Summer, let's see, Musical Bouquet, and the 79 Super Movie Themes, just a little bit different. He was able to do that, whatever that soul treatment, that soul jazz treatment for stuff. The albums on the box set, remastered from the original analog tapes for the first time since their initial release. The five vinyl LPs cut at Abbey Road Studios. That's a very interesting reality. Mercury Records launched a Barry White reissue campaign last year with box sets compiling his remastered solo albums and singles with that label. But there's I don't know. I don't know why. I just like it. I just like it.
Well, he had such an unusual tone to his voice.
Yes. Right.
And like this, you think, like, this is a great song.
It is. Crack this
makes
up.
Makes you want to dance.
Yes. It's all dance. Great dance music. You're my sun, my moon. Who doesn't love this? My guiding star. I lose this stuff in the car all day long. My kind of wonderful. That's what you are. 28 after on the TJV program.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a Super Sunday interview, President Trump has some super critical remarks about the Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, for her continued refusal to grant him border wall funding.
She's costing the country hundreds of billions of dollars, because what's happening is when you have a porous border and when you have drugs pouring in and when you have people dying all over the country because of people like Nancy Pelosi who don't want to give proper border security for political reasons, she's doing a terrible disservice to our country.
That from a special edition of CBS's Face the Nation. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. The Patriots on top in the end, 13-3 over the L.A. Rams. Pat's QB Tom Brady says,
"Yeah, we grinded it out. It was tough. They made every play tough tonight. I give them a lot of credit."
A victory parade in Boston set for tomorrow, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you would like to know what to do with the Super Bowl leftovers hanging around your house, we have just the situation, the solution, coming up in a few moments here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing Victoria Keelan, Kara Shillman. As a matter of fact, Victoria is taking us down a road. I'm not sure where. I'm always curious as to what road you will take us down.
Well, the key word for this road that we're about to travel down is adequate. And that is essentially the word that everyone is using to describe pretty much everything that happened at the Super Bowl. We're talking about Gladys Knight singing the national anthem. Adequate is the word people thought. Chloe and Halle, I think, less than adequate on America the Beautiful. The commercials were very boring. The game itself was boring. Even the records that the game set were boring. The final score was 13-3. It's the lowest scoring game in the history of the Super Bowl. So that's a pretty boring record right there. Now, Johnny Hecker of the Rams kicked a 65-yard punt. That's the longest in Super Bowl history, but it was a punt. No one cares about punts. So it's like even when they broke records, it was still boring. And so some of the things that people are talking about the most that you don't need to do much Googling today. We'll cut to the chase for you. People had a lot of opinions about Adam Levine being shirtless. People are talking about why was it okay for his nipples to be out, and everyone, and Janet Jackson practically lost her career over that incident with with Justin Timberlake. People also had lots of comments on his on what are being called his very cheesy tattoos. I would agree with that. The commercials really didn't have much going for them.
The Washington Post had an ad.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. The Washington Post had an ad about why we need journalism. And so it was, you know, it was self-serving. It's the Washington Post.
Of course it is, right.
They're obviously going to say we need journalists.
You know, say no more. Right.
But they did. It was a little bit interesting because they put a spotlight on journalists who had died while reporting on stories. Jamil Khashoggi and some of the other reporters who had died sort of, you know, in the line of fire. But that really was, it was a boring commercial if you think about how the Super Bowl is supposed to be all about commercials.
Yeah, you're too much focused on yourself instead of the news, guys. Come on.
Well, the National Corn Growers Association, they are really, really upset with Bud Light because Bud Light basically took their campaign of that stupid dilly-dilly medieval times Game of Thrones kind of thing, and actually in one case they had a crossover with Game of Thrones on HBO to promote the final season, but they essentially dogged all of the other light beers for using corn syrup, and Bud Light does not use corn syrup when they make their beer.
So Bud Light is healthier for you. Yay!
That's the message. Yeah, that's the message that they were trying to send.
Corn syrup is not good for you. And people have been saying that for 10, 12 years. What are the farmers? I'm a farmer. I'm not upset about it. I don't grow corn for that sort of thing, but
right.
Come on.
So the National Corn Growers Association, that's probably going to be a big lawsuit for defamation because they're very upset that on a global scale...
That's defamation
is
true. They'll lose because it's true.
I agree with that. I don't buy anything with corn syrup in it. I agree, but we'll see.
Lose
but
maybe.
On the stage with 100 million people watching, you can understand why the corn growers were upset. Now, some of the other beer ads that actually resonated with people, the number one ad that people are remembering and enjoyed is the Stella Artois ad where Carrie Bradshaw, the fictional character played by Sarah Jessica Parker, and the Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges, brought back that character, which fans of that movie, and I am one of them, for 20 years have been begging for that cast to do another one.
I think that
from just the popularity of this ad alone, having everyone see Jeff Bridges in the dude, you know, in his outfit again, it could spark a
Goodman,
reboot for sure.
The two of them would be interesting to see the two of them together in that.
And Julianne Moore, who was fabulous in the movie, she said she would love to do it again. And Steve Buscemi, he's still in it. He said he would do. Well, he died in the first one, but it'd be interesting to see if it works.
Yep. All right. Let's think about something that we don't think about much. Let me get you to think about the. I saw this and I thought, well, I've got a box full of crayons downstairs for Miles, and I wondered how many of you, when you were done using these crayons, what you do with them. Are you interested to know that the Crayola company, which makes the crayons, has a program called Color Cycle? They'll accept all brands of markers, not just crayons and Crayolas. That includes dry erase markers, highlighters. If you collect these dead markers around your home, they'll send you a free shipping label, and you can ship them back to Crayola so they can get recycled. Go online to crayola.com/colorcycle.aspx. All right? You got that? I'm sure you'd write that. I don't know. You probably don't have any crayons around your house. I got lots of them here. crayola.com/colorcycle.aspx. This is both in the U.S. and in Canada. crayola.com/colorcycle. The FA is frequently asked questions. That's what that means. Anyway, children get excited. They want new boxes of their crayons. So if you have teachers in your circle of friends, the markers that they have at school, the same thing. What do they do with them? They throw them in the rubbish. They're never going to, if you put them in a landfill, they are never, ever, ever, ever going to break down. So there's a special program they have. I thought that was kind of cool that they're doing that. But you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right?
Did not know that.
Didn't know that. See? Something you didn't know. Mario Cuomo's son Andrew. He has two of them. One of them is on CNN. The other one is the mayor, the governor of New York, calling for an investigation into the jails in New York where frigid conditions have left a lot of inmates just freezing to death. How does this happen is the question. I would want to know how it happened.
Well, a lot of them are really old, right? Rikers is a very old...
They're rebuilding Rikers. Yeah. Rikers made famous by Law and Order, much as anything else. And do you think they really went to Law? Do you think they really went to those scenes from Rikers? Do you think they were really filmed at Rikers? No. They were in the studio.
Aren't they in Chelsea?
Yeah, they're in Chelsea. That whole big old building that's devoted to all of the scenes from all the various Law and Order shows. They're all in that building. Anyway, so that's what's going on in New York City. I know what's going on here and there. A lot of people overeating. Victoria is one of them from yesterday.
Oh, stuffed.
Eat, eat, eat. So are you going to, this is like in another world. This is, we have, I didn't even think about it this way, but we've got, you have Thanksgiving. I start by eating at my birthday, which is early November. Then there's Thanksgiving. Then there's the Christmas parties. Then there's Christmas. Then there's New Year's. And now there's the Super Bowl. You eat, 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 and eat. So now that this is all over, finally, you're focused again on watching your weight and shedding those extra pounds that you have gained over the past 3 months. It's an annual thing. I get a little roll myself. So I haven't kept up with Calitrin as much as I should have, but now I'm back on it. I was on it, off it, on it, because I was okay. But you got to stay on it. My experience proves you got to stay on the program to keep the weight where you want it. Calitrin has become the healthiest choice for weight loss. 30 years of perfecting this system. And really, it's pretty simple because the main ingredient is collagen. Collagen is the protein that your body builds on, literally and figuratively. So you want to, if you're working out a little bit, you develop healthy lean muscle faster with Calitrin, pushes out the fat, burns it up, and away you go. And you stay on the program, take four of these capsules every night, and let them go to work. Let the work begin and be done by Calitrin. Stay on it, you keep your weight down and where you want it to be. I'm not just saying you can eat everything and anything, a whole diet of pies and cake and ice cream, no. But eat sensibly, you'll lose the weight with Calitrin, you will. Collagen, your body needs it, so supplement with Calitrin because your body's not making it anymore. Go to toploss.com, 10% off using the DJV code. That's an incentive. Lose the weight. Toploss.com is the website. It's the only way you can get Calitrin. Toploss.com. Lose that weight there, boys and girls. Special 10% off everything you buy using the code DJV.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to chairperson.
Right now, during Staples Chair Event, you can save up to 40% on a huge selection of chairs for your home or office.
Up to 40% off chairs fit for a boss. Like this week, the Staples Merit Desk Chair is just $99.99. You save $70.
So, congratulations on being named Chairman of Great Deals.
Save up to 40% during the Chair Event. Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And $2.99 while supplies last.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now. As promised here on the DJV program, Victoria and I are going to help you with your Super Bowl leftovers if you have spent all weekend preparing and then eating. Eating and preparing sounds like an old song, right? Chef Patty Ginich is here to have us hear some of her ideas on what to do with all those leftovers. I know Victoria's got a lot of mashed potatoes and chicken at her house. So you've got a lot of favorite recipes and tips for us. Patty, take it away.
I do. Thank you so much for having me. So I know everybody gets ready for the big game and then everybody eats, but there's tons of leftovers. So if you're like the many people who made tons of guacamole and you have avocados left over, I have a lot of ideas of what you can do with them. I partner with Avocados from Mexico to show you just how versatile this fruit is. So a few things you can do. My kids love breakfast burritos, so you can make a chubby burrito with scrambled eggs and pico de gallo, and then you tuck in the avocado. That's one way to go. You can eat it at home. You can take it to work. Then, of course, why not continue with the guacamole fever? It doesn't have to stop once the big game stops. So I've made an ancho chile crisp in fresh plum guacamole that is a little bit spicy, a little bit tart, and you can eat it with chips. You can also tuck it inside of a pita or a sandwich. And then for lunch or dinner, you can make a focaccia with roasted poblanos and roasted tomatoes and goat cheese and avocado. So these are just some ideas, but of course the sky is the limit.
All right, so there was an ad during the Super Bowl for the avocados from Mexico. A lot of people thought it was pretty funny. Avocados only come from Mexico? Is that it? The best ones come from Mexico? Where do we come down on getting the best avocados?
Yeah, you know, Mexico just has the perfect conditions and climate to make the best avocados that are smooth and creamy. And the most incredible thing is that they're available year-round because they bloom every season. They bloom four times a year. So there is not a single day of the year where you can't get an avocado from Mexico. And I know I saw the avocados from Mexico ad. Me and my boys thought it was hilarious when tables get turned and then humans get to compete to get the avocados from Mexico. And, you know, in my home we eat so many avocados that if we don't see them one day, I could totally see myself competing in a human Canaan show to get some.
All right. So in terms of avocados and how good they are, does that get underscored? Because a lot of times people don't care or they don't. If we tell everybody like your kids, you tell them, oh, this is good for you, they'll have to say, oh, I don't want something that's good for me. But avocados really are a super food, right?
I know. And that is one of the most incredible thing about avocados that not only do they make everything you add them to more delicious, but that they're incredibly good for you. They're a heart-healthy fruit. They provide you with naturally good fats. They are sodium and cholesterol-free. They're just delicious in everything. And you can use them from breakfast to dinner, from soup to nuts, really.
You have a lot of cooking tips that are based on your heritage from Mexico, not just avocados. Do you have a cookbook? I know you did a PBS series, Patty's Mexican Table, but I thought there was a book that came out.
I know. Yeah. I actually have two cookbooks, and I do have a PBS cooking show that's going on its eighth season as we speak. But you can get a ton of tips and tricks and recipes at avocadosfrommexico.com. It's just a fountain of information.
Warm? Do you ever cook them, or do you just like serve them cold?
You know what? You can do anything and everything with avocados from Mexico. From eating, you know what we do in Mexico a lot? We cut them in half, we take the pit out, and then we use them as edible bowls. You can stuff them with tuna salad, chicken salad, crab salad, veggies, and then avocados can go into, you know, from soup to dessert.
From soup to nuts. All right, let me send people to this website again here, Patty. Avocadosfrommexico.com. Avocados from Mexico. There's two M's, FROM, Mexico, all one word, .com. Avocadosfrommexico.com. Thanks to Super Chef Patty Ginich for being here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Theme from Rudy, which Tails tell me is a football movie. Chucker, what's the story? I don't remember this movie, but the girls were talking about how good it is.
It's one of the best sports movies ever made. Yeah, it's a football movie. A guy named David Anspaugh wrote and directed just a handful of films. Two of them were the greatest sports movies of all time. One was Rudy. I think it was in the 90s. It starred actor Sean Astin about a young man who wanted to play for the University of Notre Dame, and his struggle to do so and overcome tremendous odds. It has a really good feel-good ending. And he also directed Hoosiers with Gene Hackman. So he did. This guy, David Anspaugh, directed and wrote two of the great sports movies of all time, Rudy and Hoosiers. Really nice music also. That's a good... very good score to Rudy.
All right. Did you watch the Super Bowl yesterday?
I did.
Did you see the trailer for the Avengers Endgame? And also there was a teaser for Toy Story 4, both of them during the game. What do you make of the possibilities?
Well, you know, the one trailer that stood out, and depending on your point of view, Fast and the Furious present Hobbs and Shaw with Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham. Boy, oh boy, they keep making these movies. I mean, it was an entertaining trailer, but there's no basis in reality for these movies anymore. I was watching it and sort of imagining, boy, I couldn't imagine Mel Gibson and Danny Glover doing some of the things that Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham did in that trailer. I mean, it's not really grounded in any sense of reality.
What do you mean reality? It's a movie, for God's sakes. They'll keep making them as long as people go see them, and they can make some money on it.
Here's the problem I have with Dwayne Johnson. As much as I like him. I think he's a movie star. He's a great look, fantastic, radiant personality to his audience. But he keeps playing. He's playing characters that are not superheroes, but basically human beings, like in the movie Skyscraper. And they write these roles like he's a superhero, superhuman, and it's not what I grew up with. It just feels weird to watch them make these movies that are not believable on any. It's live action cartoons that he's doing.
Well, okay, but people go to see them; they find them entertaining.
I know,
and so
I know.
I didn't go. They're all over the movie channels. Is that movie from last year with the big? I forgot what it was called, but it was. I didn't go see it. It was one of the few Dwayne Johnson movies I haven't seen. The
Rampage
animals. Yeah, right.
Rampage. Yeah, it's a little bit over the top also. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a favorite commercial? I had one favorite commercial yesterday during the game. By far, I thought the NFL commercial with the different NFL players throughout generations at the banquet.
That was great.
I thought that was tremendously entertaining. Really good. I guess Victoria didn't like the game very much, though.
I didn't like the game.
It was slow.
I watched the beer commercial for the corn syrup. I thought that was sort of interesting, but a lot of people don't think that was the case. So, all right, Chucker, let's move into what happened. Box office totals from the weekend. Any surprises? I will tell you one thing. I went to see that movie about World War I. It was so disturbing that I left. And I walked into a theater where they were playing that Ms. Bana thing, another piece of crap. Just another drug war, shoot 'em up, Mexican waste of time. So, and that was the only, said on Friday that was the only new movie that came out. So how
it
did
was,
they, how
I'll
did
go, I'll out? Go over the top five. M. Night Shyamalan's Glass, number one movie for the third straight weekend, 9.5, almost 90 million in 3 weeks. Despite the fact it's a very polarizing film, the film was shot on a $20 million budget, so $90 million here in the U.S. and Canada alone is a pretty good number. The upside with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. This movie's done very well, $8.8 million in its fourth weekend, $75 million to date. Ms. Bala opened at $6.7. That's a pretty weak opening. Aquaman, which is now the highest-grossing film in the history of DC superhero universe, did another $4.7 million in weekend number seven. $325 million to date. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, $4.4 million, $175 million in 6 weeks. And Green Book round out the, that came in six, $4.4 million, $55 million in 12 weeks release. I think it's one of the best films of 2018, hands down. Really good movie.
Really? All right, that's saying something. Chuck Curry is our movie man on Movie Moments here on the DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.